what he wanted in the garden. He had that for a while with Adam and Eve. I get the sense that walking and talking with them was an everyday thing. Then, one day, we read in Genesis chapter 3, starting in verse 8. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord moving about in the orchard at the breezy time of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the orchard. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" But the Lord God of the man replied, "I heard you moving about in the orchard, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And the Lord God said, "Who told you you were naked? Did you eat from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" Things had changed forever. Now man was afraid of God. No more walks and talks in the cool of the day. No more fellowship as they had known it before. The serpent had tempted them and they fell. The father knew this would happen because he didn't create robots. That was the whole reason he put that tree in the garden. Not to tempt them, but to give them a choice. He gave them the free will to choose the fellowship of God or the world. God still longs for our fellowship. So he had a plan the whole time. He tells us in Genesis 3:15 that the offspring of Eve would crush Satan's head. The Father longs for our fellowship so much that he gave us a way back into that relationship. He longs for that so much that he sent Christ to atone for that sin. That's right. The only way to have that fellowship with the Father is through the Son. It was through disobedience that lost that relationship, and only through obedience can we get that back. We follow the plan of salvation to get into that relationship. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, Paul tells the church at Galatia, "For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." Once in Christ, we continue in obedience every week as we remember that only through Christ's sacrifice can we have and keep that relationship. That's how serious the Father takes his fellowship. In John 3:16, Jesus said, "For this is the way that God loved the world. He gave his own one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Christ gave his life for this relationship, and that's that we remember this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, "For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." God longs for fellowship with us and gave us this opportunity through his Son, Jesus Christ. Only in him can we have any kind of fellowship with the Father. Even our prayers go through Christ. The only way we can speak with the Father is through the Son. This meal is fellowship with the Father through the Son. Therefore, fellowship with God, because they are both God. Let's pray. Our Father and great God in heaven, we too long for that fellowship with you. Thank you for the opportunity that you gave us through your Son be able to have that fellowship with you again. We thank you for this opportunity now to proclaim his death until he does return to get us. As we partake of this bread and this juice that represents his body and blood that was broken and shed for us, as we proclaim to the world that he is our Savior, that he did that for us, that you sent him for us, so that we again could have that fellowship with you. As we look forward to that fellowship with you in heaven someday, until that time, we'll remember him the way he said to. We ask that you bless this cup and bless this bread as we prepare now to remember him in the way that he said to. Thank you again for this memorial. Thank you for those that are gathered here. And may we never forget the importance of him giving his life for us. In Jesus' name I pray.